And, well, the meeting is over. The 8 races was completed. And, well, it was another very good, entertaining day's racing. And, well, with the champion jockey, Cian McNally, the County Armagh star, he was off on his holiday, so he missed the meeting today. Well, it was one of those days for the local jockeys. They were out of luck totally this afternoon. The likes of local man Fintown rider Tiernan McGill. You had Liam McGee from Ballybuffet. You had Ben Leckie, the other man. And, of course, you had the other gentleman, Brody Ferry, who had a winner at Christmas down in Ballyhague. The local jockeys were out of luck. It was just one of those days. And, well, all the winners went, well, to County Leash and County Meath. In fact, Rhys Holohan from County Leash had a day to remember when he won the first 5 races on the bounce in a very competitive card. He got off the mark in the opening contest. It was a 2-mile open race. 6 runners went to post. And, well, it was a pretty slow, early pace. She's a freebie. She's a freebie. Set the fractions on the Rhys Holohan. And, well, he got his timing absolutely spot on. He held on from the right on time, the Bally Air Horse, the Holians owned that one. He was flying home, but he just couldn't get to the winner. She's a freebie. In third place there was Big Baby John and Patrick Finnegan. The second race of the afternoon, the 15 Hands Pony Race over 1.25 miles. And, well, Dream Dancer for Sean McGinley doubled up in the 15 Hands over 1.25 miles, making all the running under Rhys Holohan again, and stayed on very strongly to beat off Little Man, the local horse from Letterkenny. Camilla Spurn was on board that one. A couple of lengths was the verdict in the end, with Fire Drops, the County Leash pony, in third under Scottish rider Jarrett Huggan. Then we moved on to the third race of the afternoon. It was the mile open horse race, and Del Boy, who was out injured for quite a while of last season, well, he bounced back to form after a very taking run a fortnight ago. Well, Del Boy, under Rhys Holohan, took up the running at halfway and had to be driven right out to hold off Jacob, the County Leash horse, under Scottish rider Jarrod Huggan. About a length and a half was the verdict in the end, and Doughy's Dream, the local horse from Ballyar, under Ben Leckie, he was third, a couple of lengths away. Then we moved on to the fourth race, and, well, it was it continued to be the Rhys Holohan show from County Leash. The on Verstappen, the Dingle Derby winner last year, and, well, he was odds on to get back, well, to set the race for his first race of the season. And, well, he had to be driven right out by Rhys Holohan. He had to be the strongest, because Dare to Dream for the Ballyair, the Holohan family, Camilla's Burn, he was absolutely flying at the line, but a neck was the verdict in the end. And Doris Forge and Nina Doherty, they were in third place. So then it was the fifth race up, and, well, there were just no stopping Holohan here, and not another horse. There was 9 went to post, not another horse. Well, he's a horse from County Kildare. Not another horse was the name of the horse. And Rhys Holohan, well, he got a good tune out of not another horse, coming through in the last couple of furlongs and fending off all challengers. The Glen looked a potent threat up the state under Paddy Finnegan, with Causeway Cliff for Camilla Spurn back in third. That was the 5-timer completed for Holohan. And then we moved on to the 6th race. And, well, Holohan looked all dressed up for his 6th success on the odds-on favourite Black Taxi. But this time, it was all bets are off for Jake Cromwell this time, the son of Gavin Cromwell. He jumped out and made all the running. It was enterprisingly ridden and ran on really strongly to beat in second place Wee Bucks for Camilla Spurn, who just kept hitting the crossbar all day. And, well, there'll be plenty of more days for Camilla, because he is another very up-and-coming rider. Then Black Taxi could only manage third under Rhys Holohan. So that was his day done and dusted, because you're only allowed to ride 6, have 6 bounce at a horse and pony these days. The rules have changed. So that was the 6th race. Then we moved on to the 7th race, and Little Chief, last year's 14-hand star, a real battle-hardened Little Chief. He knows nothing, only winning. And, well, Jake Cromwell, he's going to have good fun this season. He jumped out and was very prominent all the way and led it halfway, and Cromwell done it very easily on Little Chief, beating Just a Sec, the winner back a fortnight ago down in Cairndona. Paddy Finnegan picked up the silver medal, and the bronze medal went to Fintown rider Tiernan McGill. He was third in Swilly Spirit, and Tiernan keeps learning his trade, and, well, he's only 12, so he's still a good few years left to get right in among the winner's circle. Then we moved on to the concluding race of the evening. It was a 13-2 Hands Pony race, and there were 4 went to post, and it was a tricky little affair. This time, and Jake Cromwell on board his own pony here for the crack made the long journey from County Meath. He's from Navan, of course, and well, it was a good buckle up a straight between him and Little City. Timothy Byrne, who got a real shoot at Little City, well, here for the crack, won by 2 lengths from Little City, with Rosa Clare and Sadie Finnegan back in third, and then Jake Cromwell's brother, Cameron Cromwell, was back in fourth. So it was a very good day's action, and as I said, the local jockeys were out of luck, but also I'd like to thank all the committee members, of course, for putting up, taking up and putting down the track, and also to Wilson Moore, the landowner, and also, of course, to Watson Hire, who provided the cherry picker and all the barriers. So well done to them, and we'll be looking forward again to meetings upcoming.